Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake press. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop.
Hour number three kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hit us with some hour three headlines, Cody Mack.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Yes. Let's see what we have here.
Okay, take your time.
Ben Simmons will be shut down for the rest of the season.
What?
The Nets are shutting him down.
What? Ben Simmons not playing?
Shutting him down.
What a surprise.
What a disaster.
Cardinals coach planning on Hopkins despite rumors.
Yep, just talked about that when you're on your phone.
Did you?
Yep.
Zach Ertz. Not Zach Ertz.
His wife, Julie, is back on the women's team.
You talk about that too?
No, just was helping you out there.
Yeah, oh, here's an interesting. MLB The Show is going to feature greats from the Satchel Paige Jackie Robinson League in the 2023 edition of the game as playable characters. The MLB The Show.
What are you talking about? What?
MLB The Show has broken a video game barrier.
Talking about the Negro League?
That's the one. For the first time ever, the franchise.
He can say that, can he?
No.
You can say Negro.
Yeah, you can say
that. I don't
want
to say it. I don't want to say it. For the first time, the franchise will insert some of the league's greatest players, from Satchel Paige to Jackie Robinson.
Where are you reading that story from?
ESPN.com.
Yeah, if they write it, you could say it.
I don't think I can.
I'll give you the Negro.
That's the name of the league, bro.
I don't want to say it.
MLB The Show couldn't put it on the show, on the game, yeah. if it was like canceled.
Do you have to say it like Spanish? Like, I think you can say that because they have the crayon, you know. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Have you ever seen that crayon as a kid and being like, what?
What are you talking about? What crayon?
The
Spanish
black,
word for black.
The black crayon, the Spanish word for it.
Which came first?
Yeah, that's awesome.
What do you mean?
The slur or the crayon color?
Crayola? What were you up to?
Or the crayon, I guess.
Big Crayola.
The Spanish word for black, which came first?
I'm assuming since it's part of the language,
yeah.
I would assume that came first.
Big Crayola. Big crayon out here just.
Big racist stuff. Crayon. Anyway, the video gamers are now going to be able to venture into a storyline mode that involve eight league legends through the MLB The Show, which releases Tuesday.
They're gonna
a storyline, huh?
It's gonna all be on hard mode.
I'm batting 600. I'm batting 600. Why can't I get to the show?
It's gonna be all on hard mode.
I've hit 40 home runs. Why don't I get a chance?
No call up for you.
Our bus just got a brick thrown through the window. Why? Oh, man, I've gotten a white girl pregnant.
Oh, no, not again.
You have been deleted from the game.
You have been kicked out of the league. Classic.
Oh, Lord.
Classic. Classic. Well, over.
Have you seen that on the like South Park game? That's how they. When you if you're changing your character's skin color, the difficulty goes up.
That's funny.
Well,
I mean, it's not, but it is.
Yeah, the premise.
Yeah.
Well, last
we didn't create the rules here.
Yes, well, we did actually.
Well,
we kind of did. Not us.
Not
but,
we,
you know,
but yeah,
we,
yeah,
yeah. Well, clowns of all stripes gathered at the World Clown Convention last weekend in Orlando.
So that's why you couldn't do the show on
that's
Friday.
That's why I was in Orlando, actually.
Yeah.
This was actually going on, I think it was going on when I was in Orlando, or maybe
no, I think it was
the week after.
I think it was last week. I think it
they couldn't have March Madness and the Clown Convention the same weekend.
Yeah, the refs have to be on the court.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a good point. So apparently there was an actual clown convention.
The 40th
year. The World Clown Association.
How do you think about clowns? What are your feelings for them?
I think they're weird, but yeah. I'm not like one of these people who's all weird about them. You ever meet somebody that's like freaked out by, like, to the point where they...
I mean, I don't particularly like them.
But like, I've met people where if they see one, they'll throw up. It's like a phobia.
I ain't got it that bad, but I was afraid of them as a kid.
I've never been afraid of them. I just think they're...
I got kicked by a cow and put in the hospital like that Halloween. So like, a bunch of the nurses were dressed as clowns that came to take my blood.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Seems odd.
Yeah.
Why were they dressed like that?
It was Halloween, so they were dressed up as like nice clowns and stuff, and they would come take my blood. And then one time I accidentally snuck down stairs when my parents had put me to bed, and they were watching It. I got to see a kid get pulled down the drain by a clown, and at that moment I was out. Those two things back to back, I was like, I'm out on clowns.
Did you know that they fit a lot of them in a car sometimes, and they all get out of the car?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever even encountered a clown at like a birthday party or anything.
That's my clown sound.
Okay.
Any other headlines?
I was trying to think of more about clowns, but I don't got anything else.
Stop clowning around and give me more headlines.
Okay. Well, Madonna will be adding a special tour date to celebrate the queer community. Amid a crushing flood of anti-trans and anti-drag bills.
Here we go
again.
Which
have cropped up throughout the country. This coming from CNN. Madonna adds a celebration show for the queer community on her new tour. How about that? Madonna, you going to go to the queer show?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Not interested in that?
No.
Hey, Kentucky guard Sevier Wheeler entered the NCAA transfer portal. Have you talked about that yet?
No.
Okay, well, he's in there.
Cool.
Yeah? Yeah, it's cool. I think it's cool. Have you seen this, the AI stuff going around about... had like Trump in handcuffs. It's kind of funny. It was last week though. You want another drag story? The world's oldest drag.
I'm so sick of hearing about drags.
I know, me too. But
talking about drags is such a drag.
Yeah, it is.
When did this become such a thing?
I think the media controls these things.
Well, like no, I mean like it's all like there's all types of bills and stuff about them too. When did this become such a talking point?
I don't know, man.
Well, you're the one that keeps bringing them up. What do you got? You got something you want to say?
No, here's a story for you. A Great Dane had 21 puppies in 27 hours.
That is a
jeez.
Pretty impressive.
What a ratio.
21 puppies in 27 hours. Wonder how this old gal managed that kind of production.
The time thing is a little confusing. I don't know.
They're calling her a super mom. Wow. After she birthed 21 pups over the course of 27 hours.
I think you can be a super mom with just one kid, too, just for the record.
I agree. Namin, a 2-year-old Great Dane, started her epic birthing journey. That seems kind of early to start having puppies. Last Wednesday, according to CNN, the big dog belongs to Tanya Dubs of Pocahontas, Virginia.
I bet she's so proud of her baby.
She might be frustrated. She might be like, my God, 21 of them?
I would imagine she's selling them. So she hit the jackpot.
Can you sell the Great Danes?
You can sell all types of puppies these days.
People love dogs, dude.
People love dogs, bro.
Oh, trust me, I'm aware. I'm kind of like a Great Dane.
I think they eat a lot. I don't think you could afford one.
And they die pretty young.
I think you'd have to buy like a pound of... I think you'd have to buy a bag of dog food every week.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be $250 added every month for your damn dog. I get mad having to buy one every, like, 2 months for Frank. Damn dog.
A mountain lion clawed a man's head while he was sitting in his hot tub, officials say.
That's tough. My man's just chilling in his hot tub. Do you have a woman with him?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
You didn't read it?
No. It's headlines. Disney will be laying off 7,000 employees. I feel like I just read that, like, a month ago. Have they not done it yet?
They got to be able to afford all their Star Wars property that no one wants to really watch on Disney Plus. All
right, this is enough CNN. Let's see what else we got here.
I'm not over your headlines.
Well, there might be something else interesting. It's hard to read the news because everything's just about the shooting, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of a negative thing going on. You been following the Gwyneth Paltrow ski case?
No, we talked about it, but I still haven't looked into it.
We talked about it?
Didn't we mention it, that she was going to trial? I was talking about it with somebody. I thought it was you.
Couldn't have been me.
You sure?
I don't know.
Wasn't it on TV one day?
Not sure.
Anyways. Anything else?
Kelly Clarkson's announced a Vegas residency.
You got enough songs for that?
Sounds like something you might fly out for.
Please don't compare Kelly Clarkson to Adele.
I'm not. I'm just saying it sounds like something you might fly out for.
And I say please don't compare Kelly Clarkson to Adele.
Why Your Laugh Gives Away a Secret Romance in Seconds. Psychologist.
What?
Say that. Now, I'm interested in this story.
Okay, let's click it. See what we got here.
Tell me what my laugh is telling.
Well, give me a second.
I need to know this. Do I need to change my laugh, or?
Well, I don't know. I'm about to read it, and we'll see.
She's only got 11 top 10 hits. Like, she came to a residency with that. I mean, who does Kelly think she is?
Your laughter
acknowledging Adele might not have more than that, but she's more of a classical singer that, you know, got full albums of work and Grammys. I just don't think. Although Kelly, I mean, Miranda Lambert has a residency, so I guess Kelly's probably more popular than her, so, all right.
Laughter is the best medicine, except for when you're trying to keep a budding romance on the down low.
Ah, so if you got a little sneaky link, you can blow your cover by the way you laugh at their jokes.
You can blow something. Your chuckles change depending on your romantic interest in someone, and it's not subtle, according to a study published in the Journal of Nonverbal Behavior.
So now I'm going to start paying attention to this on people.
Researchers found obvious differences in tone could have your secret love or covert office booty call exposed in a matter of seconds.
So
the study co-author Dr. Sally, says laughter is not about humor. It's an honest signal of affiliation. Laughter as a sign is more important than people have given it credit.
What does it say how their laugh changes? Does it get more high pitched? Does it get more low pitched? Or is it just different?
It's just different, I think.
Okay, so you're not really telling us much.
Farley based the study off a vulnerable love theory, hypothesizing laughter between friends sounded less forced and more natural due to feeling more comfortable.
That makes sense.
Around them.
Kind of feels crazy to me that since you've been gone, did not get to number one on the Billboard charts. That was a bop.
So you laugh more with your friends in a natural way.
My love, that's love.
I mean, I guess. But this isn't about
with a lady,
a lover.
You're laughing more so as a ha ha ha.
Okay.
Ha 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 ha. Like when a lady tells you something that she finds humorous, and you give her the old ha ha ha.
Do you laugh at girls' jokes when you want to bed them?
Girls what?
Jokes when you want to bed them.
Girls what?
Jokes.
This item cannot be found. I don't know if I've ever heard a woman say anything funny. I'm just kidding. There are some funny women, but they're usually mean. I think to be funny, you have to be mean.
I used to see all the time on like dating profiles, the girl would be like, "Used to be bigger, so you know I'm funny." I'm just like,
you know,
oh,
I got
God.
A sense of humor. Well, I think there's some truth to that. Big girls had to be funnier. There's some truth to it.
Martha Stewart reveals what she's looking for in a man.
What is it?
Ooh.
I'll give you a hint.
Some dog in him?
Starts with a D?
Starts with a D.
What's the second letter?
I.
Oh, no. Martha.
Diversity she's looking for. Now, during an interview with E! News, she said, "I know a lot of eligible men. I think they really want a woman who will take care of them. So I'm still not quite in the position where I can take care of a man full time because I work too much," she says. That's why her dating takes a back seat. I think she might be the most desirable 80-year-old woman in the world.
She's 80?
Yeah, she's like 81.
She looks pretty good.
Yeah, she does.
How old's 80? Amy Adams Shrunk? Because I'd still rather have her.
Less than 80.
Than Martha.
She's way less than 80.
Tuesday trivia coming up next. Tuesday trivia. All right, what topics you got, Cam?
All right, I got some general. Wait, Cody, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm about ready.
Take your time.
About ready to go here. Generals, you said.
Yep.
General. We got Final Four. We got Europe. We got franchise relocation.
What? Franchise relocation?
Yep. And we got national sports.
Nashville?
National.
National
sports. I thought you said Nashville, too.
National sports.
Yep.
Well, okay. What does that mean?
Sports of a nation.
Give me general for three.
All right, general for three. How many pairs of chromosomes do human cells have?
I was told I was one short.
Yeah, I think it's 23. 23 is my answer.
Is correct.
Franchise relocation for three.
Franchise relocation for three. All right. In 2017, this NFL team moved to Los Angeles.
What are you looking at?
It's kind of tricky. I mean, I know it's 50-50, but...
Yeah.
It's kind of tricky because they both moved. Had to have been the Chargers, though. Chargers.
Chargers. Oof. Is correct. Oof. They were back-to-back years, though, pretty much.
Yeah. I remember the Rams were 2016. I think I knew that. I felt like I knew that. I don't know.
Okay. I actually thought it was the Rams.
It's tricky.
Yeah, I would have gotten it wrong, but I didn't pick it.
The Chargers were in San Diego before.
Yes, correct. You nailed it. I'll take Final Four for three.
For five.
All right, Final Four for three.
Just for the record, don't feel great about it.
In 2018.
Okay.
Name three of the four Final Four teams.
Oh, God.
Well, that's easy.
Oh, is it easy?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
Yeah, it's very easy.
2018. Jeez Louise. Is Gonzaga one of them?
They are not.
Okay, never mind. Welp. Missed that one. I missed it.
You still get the other three, right?
No, you gotta get three of the four. You can't get it next.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Wait.
I was gonna say Villanova. I was gonna say
North
them.
Carolina.
Yeah, those are the two
North
I thought.
North Carolina was not.
Okay.
Oh, they weren't.
So that was 2019, I guess. That I was.
Virginia, Texas Tech. That was the next year. Who was the champion in 2018?
Wait, was 2018 the year Virginia won it all? It was, wasn't it?
It was not.
That was 2019. I don't know the years. Okay, so that is.
I remember that year, Texas Tech, Virginia.
The four were Villanova, Loyola, Chicago.
Oh, yeah, duh.
We could not think of what year
Michigan
it was.
And Kansas.
Yeah, I couldn't think of what year. Anyways.
We definitely should have known that.
Okay.
All right, I'll try Europe for three.
Dummy.
Europe for three. All right. This is the smallest country in Europe.
Well, I know what I think it is. But it could be. Is it Lithuania or Luxembourg? I'm going to go with Luxembourg.
Luxembourg is incorrect.
Is it Lithuania?
It's the Vatican City, right?
It's the Vatican City.
Oh, that's a country?
Damn it.
Well, okay. I didn't know that was a country.
Yeah.
It is.
National sports for three.
All right. Though seen primarily as an American sport, this is the unofficial sport of Serbia.
Gotta be basketball.
Basketball is correct.
Seems a lot easier than mine.
Yours is pretty easy. Final Four was the hardest one so far.
Let's do... I don't know what I should do strategy-wise here. Because all the three-pointers are gone, Cam.
My suggestion would be to get answers correct.
Right.
General for one.
Let's go... let's try... franchise relocation for four.
Wow. Okay. Whoa. Big Daddy bets the pot. Relocating.
All right. In 1996, this team moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens. This NFL team.
The NFL team moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Got this one. They moved to Baltimore from where? Can you tell me from where?
No.
They became the Ravens, though. Mm-hmm. But then, oh man, I knew this a while back, and now I feel like I don't know it. Moved to Baltimore, became the Ravens.
We do need an answer from
the.
Me, though.
The Colts.
Ooh, close. The Cleveland Browns.
It is the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. I was.
Colts did leave Baltimore to go to Indianapolis.
Yeah, but I knew that wasn't the right answer.
Well, at least you kept me from getting a four-pointer, because that's where I was going to go next. And I would have gotten that one. That was very easy.
I should have known that.
Yeah, that was very easy. That was the easiest four-pointer we've ever had, I think. Give me general. Give me general for four.
General for four. All right. In what decade did the first president appear on TV?
We've had this before.
TV was invented in the 30s, right?
No.
But FDR used to do fire. Was it FDR used to do fireside chats?
Mm-hmm. That was on the radio.
That was on the radio, correct.
Oh, you might get me down here. This is tough.
Why would he do fireside chats if he was on TV?
I'd go with the 1910s.
I don't think TVs are invented until the 30s. Could be wrong on that. Give me 50s, Cam.
50s are incorrect.
Not 60s, is it?
It was the 30s.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
Was.
That's when TVs were invented.
1939.
Yeah, that's when TVs
time.
Were invented. I should have went with that, but I was thinking those damn fireside chats were all on the radio. That's overthinking something.
Final four for four.
That's called overthinking things.
Final four for four. Name the 2011 Final Four teams.
It was a four-pointer, Cam. I mean, it was 12 years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get them all?
Yeah. It's only four of them.
All of them?
Getting all four of them. Oof.
Jesus. Okay. UConn, Butler.
Good so far.
But then, like...
I was thinking another year. I would have gotten this one wrong.
I mean... VCU.
Good.
It's pretty good.
Oh boy, because Butler beat VCU, right? Isn't that right? Or were they on the UConn side? Who did UConn beat? Oh man, it's the other one that's gonna.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if you just 3 out of 4 here, Cam. I mean, it's 12 years ago.
Well, you rocked it out. It sounds like this is perfectly tiered.
I'm doing, you know, I got 3 out of 4. I feel like that's pretty good.
I was thinking 2010. Not
2011. I mean, it could be. I don't think Duke got back. I'm going to go with Michigan State.
Michigan State is incorrect.
That's really hard.
It was our friends to the north, Kentucky.
Kentucky was there in 2011.
What was Kentucky?
Oh, yeah, damn it. Because UConn beat – wait, no, that was 20 – who did UConn beat? Did they beat Kentucky?
I'm not sure how the
was that the year UConn beat Kentucky?
Out. I know UConn won the championship.
Because Butler made back-to-back championships.
Yeah.
UConn beat Butler.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I should get partial credit for that.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what the final score is on the side. How many points you get. Give me... man, give me franchise relocation for 2.
Franchise relocation for 2.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get the right answer here, hopefully.
This Southern hockey team moved to Winnipeg and became the Jets.
Atlanta Thrashers, yeah.
That is the Atlanta Thrashers.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could stop. I knew it was going to be Atlanta once you said Southern.
Yeah. Europe for 4.
Oh, baby, here we go.
Europe for 4. All right.
Can Big Daddy come through?
Plus or minus?
Oh.
4.
Oh.
How many countries are in Europe?
How many countries are in Europe?
Yep.
I think I know this.
Do you? What would you
I don't know. When I was doing that, I was doing Sporkle for a long time to try to get better at European countries, and I think I might have.
Spain.
You're not counting.
Portugal. France.
He didn't even
Morocco,
know Vatican City was a country.
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget Vatican
Portugal,
City.
Spain, France, Germany. Italy, Finland, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, Austria, UK, Ireland. Try to do it in clusters. I'll try to do like there's like,
UK's not a country.
There's like 4 there. There's like I know, England and Wales and Scotland and there's like 4 up there. Let's call it 9. Call it 13. Call it 17. Plus the small ones. 21. Man. 39.
Oh, man. I think you nailed it. I think it's 38, but I think you got the answer right. That's what I would have guessed, at least.
Those would both be incorrect.
Oh, never mind.
There's actually 50 countries in Europe.
I thought it was 38 for some reason.
I should have said 46.
But I didn't get it. I would have got it wrong.
Well, damn
like
it. This has been a tough round. Tough round. Good thing I won last week.
No, you didn't. You lost last week.
Well, I won the week before that.
You did. You won 1 out of the last, like, 12, I think.
That's not.
Give me national sports for 4. Let's try to close the door here. All right,
national sports for 4.
Let's lock it up. Let's lock up the door here.
This is the unofficial national sport of Scotland.
2.
I mean, really? 1, 2, 3. A 4-pointer. A 4-pointer, Cam, really?
1, 2, 3, 4. This is a 6 round. Yeah, I should have went with a different strategy. I messed up. Scotland. National sport of Scotland. I'm going to go with golf.
Golf is correct.
Obviously.
You didn't know that.
Scottish Lynx?
You didn't know it.
It's a Lynx style course? Of course I know that.
You didn't know it.
It's a whole style.
You didn't
it's a
know
whole.
It. It's easy to say after I got it right.
Did you know Lynx? I just told you. It's a
I
Lynx.
Mean, obviously, I did. I've got it right.
It's a whole style of golf. I would have known it.
Weird, you didn't say anything until you said right.
Yeah, I did. I said, really, Cam? Four-pointer?
Well, yeah, I mean, that doesn't signify that you knew the answer.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's a four-pointer as opposed to, you know, naming the 2011 Final Four. That's pretty difficult.
You recalled moments after me saying
the entire Final Four.
You could have picked National Sports for four, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know.
I was right there for you.
Let's see, now I got to do like.
You missed the Cleveland Browns, bro.
That was hard.
No. No, it really wasn't.
Six. This is round six.
You got to get back-to-back fives to win. And hope I don't get any points.
You won't. Europe for five.
Europe for five. All right. There's three countries
in
Europe. they're under sea level.
I don't think you know a lot about Europe, bro. I don't know why you keep going to Europe.
There's three countries, but they're under sea level. They're called low countries. Name two of them.
Scott doesn't know
they're called
about
low
Europe.
Countries?
Because they're below sea level?
This guy knows nothing about Europe. At all.
He didn't even know the Vatican City.
I know more than you do.
I know the Vatican City.
I know more about Europe.
I don't know.
Cody
I know the Vatican
City. The Browns question and the Vatican City question.
Where's Tangiers?
Dalits.
Greece and Italy.
I like Greece as an answer, but I don't know.
Both incorrect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't. Greece is an island, kind of too, isn't it? Can't really be below sea level if you're an island.
It's on the water.
that'd be Atlantis.
Yeah.
It is the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg.
Well, how cute.
Another classic Cody performance where he has 3 points through six rounds.
Well, that's strategy, you know.
That's strategy to have 3 points.
You
got to
try to catch up.
I don't know if it's strategy to have 3 points. I don't know. Whatever strategy it is.
Well,
whatever
no, it's because I have to go for bigger questions.
Whatever strategy you have that says get 3 points is a bad strategy. You should try something different.
No, it's because you got off to a lead, so I don't get to build 2-pointers. I gotta go for 4-pointers.
Or if you hit five 2-pointers, you would have.
Or you could get a 3-pointer, right?
5 2-pointers are 10 points.
Can I get...
Then he goes 2-pointers. You see how that works?
Can
he
I get...
He has no 2-pointers because he got them all.
How's that going to work? I get a 2, he gets a 2. I get a 2, he gets a 2.
Can I get franchise relocation for 5, please?
All right. Franchise relocation for 5.
Titans.
In 1934, the Portsmouth Spartans moved to this city in the NFL.
The Portsmouth who?
Spartans.
I won't waste too much of our time here. This feels too easy for a 5-pointer if it was to be correct, but I'll just go with the New England Patriots.
The Patriots are incorrect.
Would it be the Washington football team?
It was not.
Okay.
It was the Detroit Sabres. Lions is who they became.
The Final Four for 2.
I think that points up.
Yeah. Should just go 1.
Final Four for 2.
Just for the record, I'm giving you 3 partial points for your other Final Four.
Okay,
since you got 3
of
them right.
12 to 6.
Yeah, since you got 3 of them right.
Okay.
Partial credit, cool.
Yeah, I'm giving you 3 points.
That was bullshit.
I'm giving you 3 points.
You had it. You were there. You rocked on the first 3 of automatically.
Probably should have guessed Kentucky.
It is the team with the most wins in NCAA tournament history.
I don't know why I said Michigan
State. All right, for 2. Name 2 of the Final Four from 2022.
So.
This is like when he couldn't get the Heisman.
So last year's Final Four, you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, who was the champ last year? Let's try to recall that. Duke in North Carolina and Kansas. And that's 3 and Villanova.
Wow, look at that. You can name 4 of a Final Four.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have gotten Villanova. Villanova was in the Final Four last year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, Villanova.
We'll give you 2 bonus points for that one.
That's a ridiculous 4-point question. Ridiculous.
Again, the one you missed was Kentucky, bro.
I know. I got VCU.
UConn sneaky really good at basketball, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they kind of have a thing where if they make a run, they win it all.
I kind of feel like UConn doesn't get near enough respect in the college basketball landscape. This is about to be – if they win this title, is it title like number
– It's like five or four, six, isn't
five,
it?
What is it? Five?
It'll be five.
Yeah, sure. Five in like the last like 25 years or something crazy like that?
Let's see, since I have the Final Fours.
Well, they won it in 2011, 2014, and then I know they won the one in the 90s.
14.
Or was it? No, it was like early 2000s.
They won 99, 04, 11, and 14. So they'd be there with. This is going to pass them.
This will be their fifth.
They'll pass Kansas if they win this one.
Jeez.
Would that be the most since that?
Well, I mean, yeah, no one's got more than five since 1999.
Because Duke's got three, I think. Something like that.
In 1961, St. Joe's had to vacate their Final Four because their players were involved in a point-shaving scandal.
Nice. So they still made the Final Four while point-shaving? Nice. I'll take another trivia victory. Shout out to me.
Can't wait to spend the whole next segment.
Luckily for you,
gloat.
It's 2:41 because you took forever to answer your questions.
Well, would you like to just gloat for about 5 to 6 more minutes? Or?
No, Cam tends to break. I'll win with humility.
Can we just do the rest of the questions?
No.
Hey,
no.
Cam, here's a suggestion. Maybe next week give me some categories I can hit. How's that?
You said you're a big geography guy. I gave you Europe.
Bro, you didn't know Vatican City.
Give me America.
America?
Give me United States. Give me just
have the
cities.
Shame been for at least a week.
Give me U.S. cities. You did that one time, didn't you?
Well, let's go to break.
I don't think it went well.
Chicago.
Okay. Send us a break.
Round and round, round they go.
The NFL makes it official that they are not going to make roughing the passer reviewable. They had talked about it, which I kind of wish they would, but at the same time, we've seen them do that before with pass interference, and that was a disaster. I don't think they overturned any pass interferences the entire year. And if they did, it was like one or two. So like that was a waste of time and a waste of a challenge and all very stupid.
I got an email from Greyhound. Got any weekend plans? Why don't you ride a Greyhound bus somewhere?
That's kind of tough.
Let's make weekend plans.
That's kind of tough.
That's what they said. With our affordable fares, you can start planning your weekend getaway.
Nice.
Where are we going to get away to? Asheville? Charleston, South Carolina?
How much is a ride from here to Charleston, South Carolina on Greyhound?
I don't know.
Click the link.
I can go to Nashville, I guess.
How much is a ride in Nashville? $40.
I did ride the Greyhound. That's why I get their ads, because I rode Greyhound from Nashville to here once.
What's it cost, about $40?
I think it cost me 60-something.
Dang.
I don't think you can go very far. You can go like, we'll go to Lexington. I don't know. What is this you sent me, Kim? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
It's probably not for public consumption.
Ew.
I'm not even going to
say that. Record, I didn't say that.
A little inside joke.
Not
even. Oh, it's bad. It's bad. It's pretty bad.
Not even going to ask.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm good.
You wouldn't want to. It would make you cry.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
You wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yeah, I'm good.
A little dark humor. So, this is awkward.
Yeah, it's not very nice to send each other inside jokes around other people. I was just looking at this tweet that says their career earnings. $85 million for Josh Allen, $33 million for Lamar Jackson, and they're in the same draft class.
Jeez.
That seems absurd. But also, there was a tweet that talked about Ben Simmons' season being over, and he's played 100 games over the last 3 seasons, and he's made $85.9 million.
That is wild.
So he's made more over the last three seasons of being a punchline and, you know, not really playing versus Josh Allen, who's been like a top three quarterback. And his like entire career has made $85 million.
That is crazy how there can be such a parody in that stuff.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen should have learned how to hoop, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he should have learned how to hoop.
Pulled Anthony Edwards rather like, yeah, I don't really like basketball as much, but.
It's a lot cooler than being a wide receiver or a running back.
Yeah.
Money-wise.
I never started the Periscope today.
That's okay.
Mm. I look so good, too.
You do look good.
I look hot today.
Yeah, you do.
You just deprive the people.
You have any interest in going to L.A. this weekend?
Yep.
I had to cancel my flight to Houston. My dumbass booked a flight to Houston.
You probably should have waited on that one. Waited to see if our offense could have gotten out of the 20th century before you did that.
Well, it was a situation where there was like only a certain amount of like early morning flights on Saturday morning. And I was like, huh, if we make it and Alabama makes it, these are going to be so ridiculously priced. So I said, I'm going to go ahead and buy it so I can get out there at 7:30. And
good call.
Well, then we didn't make it. Yeah, but I get a flight credit. So I've already spent some money. So I was looking. I was like, huh, I can fly to L.A. for just $100 this weekend, and WrestleMania's this weekend, so I was like,
I'll go to L.A. for the weekend.
Yeah. You're going to a casino.
Oh, I can amend those plans to go to Los Angeles. Don't worry. You're going to go to WrestleMania?
Well, I was thinking about it. You can get both day tickets for $200.
Who do you want to go with, WrestleMania?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'll just go with myself.
Oh. Well, why don't you ask me?
Well, you can go to L.A. and just be my sidekick. I'm not buying you a WrestleMania ticket.
Oh, okay, good, because that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking you go to WrestleMania and I'll go explore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I'll fly. You got two plane tickets?
No.
Oh.
But it's your birthday.
So why'd you ask me?
Well, it's your birthday.
Oh.
Surely the crowd will fund you one for your birthday.
Oh, well.
Just ask for wife and birthday Venmos. And
yeah, maybe if they did.
Next thing you know, you're eating shrimp tacos.
I'll take a few birthday Venmos. I'd go down to Ventura and get those fish tacos at, what was the name of that place?
Last Call on the Other Side. No one cares what the name of that place was.
I thought we were in Last Call.
No, we weren't.
Oh.
Last call here on the program. You got a story for us, Cam?
Yeah, I got Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, let's hear.
I'll hang around for that.
Yep.
Aaron Hernandez's brother was arrested after allegedly throwing a brick at an ESPN building.
Oh.
Sounds like aggression runs
his older brother, Dennis DJ Hernandez, was arrested in Bristol, Connecticut this past Thursday, I guess, after he allegedly threw a brick at an ESPN building, according to multiple reports and confirmed by the Bristol police. He was charged with second-degree breach of peace.
Never heard of that one before, of peace. So basically, it's just creating mischief.
I guess was so, peaceful. Yeah.
I had a friend get arrested in Sevierville one time in Gatlinburg for mischief is basically the
being mischievous.
Yeah, basically just disturbing the peace. Just
being a problem.
Yep. Misdemeanor mischief.
That's
what they should arrest all those people that make those prank videos for.
Yep. Just got
Well, apparently the police were asked to perform a welfare check on him, but according to them, he allegedly took an Uber to ESPN's headquarters and threw what police later found to be a white plastic bag with a large brick inside and a handwritten note attached to it. Oh, sweet, we got a note. To all media outlets, the notes allegedly read, it's about time you all realize? Yeah, but he spelled it like real eyes. So
oh,
it threw me off.
Real eyes?
Yeah.
Like
in like one word.
Seeing
like,
eyes?
Yeah. But the effect media has on all family members. I think he used the wrong one there, too. Since you're a worldwide leader, this maybe you could lead how media educated and messages are delivered brick by brick.
Butch Jones would be proud. He could have had him a good tight end there.
Well.
Are you surprised by this? Aaron Hernandez has an aggressive brother.
They said the dad was kind of bad news, right?
Yeah, it seems like it might be.
Like Aaron Hernandez had a bad upbringing. It seems like there might be some truth to this.
Oh, he played at UConn back in the day.
Football as well?
Yeah. He was a quarterback and receiver from 04 to 07.
Interesting.
Who knew? Not me.
DJ Hernandez.
Well, now the world knows there's a DJ Hernandez.
It's good to be known for something.
What a crazy story.
So crazy, man. So crazy.
Well, not the brick one. I'm just talking about Aaron Hernandez killing a bunch of people.
Yeah. That's
crazy. Oh, yeah, that was crazy, too. Two? Was it two guys he killed?
That was like five or six.
Was it that many?
Well, I mean, I think they only got him, like, maybe pinned down for two or whatever, but, like, I want to say he was suspected of doing that a bunch.
Yeah, just like from like early in his days in Florida and just not getting caught forever.
It's wild that OJ gets such a bad rap. He's just a nice old man hanging out his golf
hanging
cart.
Hanging out on TikTok or Twitter, I guess.
Making TikToks on his golf cart.
I mean,
living the dream.
Kind of.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
He didn't take his arthritis medicine that day.
That's it.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
That's it.
They're like, don't ask him to put the glove on. Don't ask him to put the glove on. And then the guy fell for it and asked him. And he didn't have his medicine on, so like they said, his hands were swollen because he had arthritis. And that's why it didn't fit. That's what some people think.
That makes sense.
And also, they didn't really try to like force it on.
Like,
no one's really there to like.
Oh, no.
He's a really good running back.
That's a good running back. That is accurate. Drives up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.